السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. We continue the discussion on the life of Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum رضي الله عنه. He was a blind Sahabi, as we've explained. He was a muadhin appointed by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم settled in Madinatul Munawwara. We also explained that he was one of the first to accept Islam. He was related to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم because he was the cousin of Khadija radiallahu anha, and we explained the famous incident where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting in the company of some of the hot shots who were giving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam a lot of difficulty, and they were giving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam a hard time, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was trying to explain to them, and he was getting the impression that he was getting through to them, and that's when Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum radiallahu anhu, who had such a great desire to always learn the latest verses of the Quran that were revealed, he came and he asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that has there been any new revelation, and he wanted Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned away because at that moment Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt that it was more important for him to continue his engagement with these leaders of the Quraysh. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was not pleased, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the first 10 verses of Surah Abasa wa Tawalla, indicating and teaching us a lesson that you must always give preference to that instance where the benefit is guaranteed. And here, his benefit was guaranteed because he was a Muslim. On the other hand, the benefit there was a potential benefit, not a guaranteed benefit, in continuing the engagement with the leaders of the Quraysh. Nonetheless, we take the discussion further. I also explained that Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum radiallahu an was sent with Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu an as the two people initially to go to Madinatul Munawwara and to start teaching the people about Islam. Now, there was another occasion when revelation came down in favor of Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum radiallahu an. On the occasion of Badr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed verses of the Quran pertaining to jihad, you know, legitimate warfare when the circumstances demand it. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the verse, لَا يَسْتَوِي الْقَاعِدُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that those who stay behind and they just sit, and those who go out in the path of Allah in jihad, the two can never be equal. Now when this was revealed, Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum radiallahu an felt very worried. He felt that, hey, I'm getting deprived here. I cannot go out in jihad because I'm blind, I'm visually impaired. And actually many times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make him the leader of Medina when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go out on an expedition. But he was so worried about this that he continued to make a dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And he continued to say, oh Allah, exonerate me. It must not be that people think that because I am left behind, that because I am amongst those who stay behind, that I am not equal to those who go out in the path of Allah. And Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, he explains that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting on his lap when the first verse was revealed, لَا يَسْتَوِي الْقَاعِدُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dictated the verse to him and told him, write it. He was one of the scribes of revelation. But then what happened after that is this, Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum radiallahu anhu made this dua, and he made this dua very fervently, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent revelation again, and Allah added the part غَيْرُ أُولِ الدَّرَرِ, that except those who have a justified reason, except those who have a justified reason. And Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum radiallahu anhu and all those who had justified reasons in terms of why they could not go out, they were really relieved. And after that, even though he couldn't go out and participate, he always used to say that, take me with you into the battlefield and let me hold the flag. You see, because whoever holds the flag, that person is a very important person, because as long as the flag is up, the morale and the courage of the troops remains up. When the flag drops, that's why the enemy will always target the person who has the flag, and you need to keep a person who's very courageous. When the flag drops, is a kind of sign that you're really hitting that party very hard. So he used to say, you know, I'm blind, so I can't become a coward. I can't turn my back and run away because I won't really know what's happening. So let me hold the flag. And then came the occasion of Qadsiyah, and he was also present, and there was this need for a great push once again, similar to what we discussed when we were talking about Ikrama bin Abi Jahl radiallahu anhu. And there was this great push, and many Sahaba were martyred. Eventually, they conquered Qadsiyah under the leadership of the great Sahabi, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. They conquered Qadsiyah, but when they looked back now and they saw who was martyred, amongst those who were martyred were also Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum radiallahu anhu, subhanallah. So even though Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed the verse indicating that he was excused but he still had that enthusiasm. And even though he was blind, he carried that flag, and he got killed, and he got injured severely before he passed away as a martyr, but he still carried that flag of Islam, wanting to carry it high. Radiyallahu anhum wa ardah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us true love for the Sahaba ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.